Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, it's never too early, Cole, to start doing things too early. Oh. Right? Like, people are already putting out their Halloween 2026 decorations. You know, people, my wife is already defrosting the turkey for Thanksgiving. I'm not really sure how that one's going to go
because
you need to keep it cold, I'm told.
But Christmas tree's up, too?
Christmas tree's already up, and it's down, and it's back up again. It's not too early, start talking about the 2025 College Football Paul Bear Bryant Coach of the Year Award. We're 5 games into the season for some, 6 games into the season for others, and I don't know, maybe have some teams played 7, like the few teams that played in Week 0? I'm sure one of them has not had a bye yet to this point. So somebody might be 7 games into the season for all we know.
I'm still trying to figure out why they named the award after Bear Bryant. What'd he do? I mean, that guy's a good coach, right? I mean, Bear Bryant, who's that? Never heard of the guy,
As we're about to see, they might need to rename the award.
Oh, Dabo?
Yeah, no. And it's not going to be the Dabo Sweeney Award, and I promise you I am not going to be sucking up to our Tolos that have moved – it was about 4.5 hours southeast down here to the upstate of South Carolina. Starting to look at some of these coaches that have really kind of either maintained super high expectations going into the season or have come in from out of nowhere, because you never quite know what direction the people who vote on this award are going to go with this thing, Cole. I've got 5 names that I think, and I'm going to make a case for each one of them, and you tell me if I'm right or if I'm wrong. Coaches that I think have a good shot to win the Coach of the Year, the Paul Bear Bryant Coach of the Year Award this year.
All right, let's do it.
Number 5 on my list, and I put him at number 5 because, I mean, he's an incredible coach, and he just so happens to now carry the highest win percentage of any coach in college football history. Let that sink in for a second. It's not Dabo Sweeney. It is Ryan Day of Ohio State. Yeah. Ryan Day just passed Newt Rockne as the highest win percentage at .882.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
That's I heard that, I believe, in the audio play at Steezel. We had audio where a reporter asked Ryan Day about that. I'll say this, man. What fascinates me about Ryan Day, you know how, like, during the LeBron run, where LeBron was just super dominant, Diesel? Do you remember how people had the conversation about LeBron could be MVP every year, but he's not?
Sure.
Remember that? I kind of look at Ryan Day. You and I talked about it last year. We've always felt like Ryan Day was one of, if not the best coach in all of college football. I think everybody would agree with that. But going back to the LeBron could have won MVP in a year, Same thing here. Ryan Day can win Coach of the Year in my mind every year because I do think he's one of, if not the best coaches in all the game. I like Dan Lanning a lot as well. I think he's right up there. But yeah. I think Ryan Day is as good as it gets right now in college football. And having him at five, man, what a slap in the face that is.
Well, he's on the list, and that's what matters. Look, he's validating the hype that he had coming into the season. He only lost Jim Knowles, a top 10 defense producing defensive coordinator to Penn State.
Yeah.
Brings in Matt Patricia. I was like, I don't know, guys.
And
he's bringing in the NFL system.
Lost Chip Kelly.
And he's doing it all over again. They've got a
new
top 10 defense. So yeah. I think Ryan Day deserves a tremendous amount of credit and is sitting at number five on my list. Number four, Cole, I've got Kalen DeBoer because of the job he's had to do turning around that quote-unquote disastrous first season in Tuscaloosa. Not only does he have to beat Georgia, he has to beat LSU, he has to beat Tennessee, he has to beat Ole Miss, but he also has to beat the crushing weight of fan expectations. I think Kalen DeBoer, especially after losing to Florida State in week number one, I think he deserves so much credit for bringing this team back under the weight of those expectations.
He does deserve credit. And look, when you talk about the way the season started with the 31-17 loss to Florida State, where Alabama Diesel just got beaten every single facet of the game, the Kalen DeBoer conversation on the night of August 30th, boy, has it changed now on the night of October the 9th.
Right.
You fast forward not even two full months, right? And we're talking about the Kalen DeBoer being one of the top five coaches in the game. It wasn't a great year last year. It wasn't a good year last year for Kalen DeBoer. I will say this, the way that this team has responded, I don't put a lot of respect or a lot of credit on the ULM loss, the Wisconsin, okay, whatever. Vanderbilt's a good win, and Georgia's a really good win. So the last 2 weeks, Diesel, the fact of the matter is Alabama could have very easily faltered. They didn't. They won them both. You mentioned their remaining schedule. It's tough. It's tough.
Yeah.
And they finished the season at Auburn. But I just think ultimately Alabama could have faltered. They didn't. They beat Georgia and Vandy, and you have to give them a lot of credit. I'd probably swap them to five if I were critiquing your list, but no issue there.
I think Kalen DeBoer's tenure remaining, however long it may be, at Alabama needs to be sponsored by Brakes for Less. The pump your brakes on my tenure, Brakes for Less coaching hire for Alabama.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here we go with number three on my list, Cole. Number three on my list is Mario Cristobal at Miami. He has resurrected a program. I'm not saying they're back yet, okay? I'm not that guy. I'm not saying that Miami is back, but has he not resurrected a program that has been down for a long time? He's now done it, did it last year. Feels like they're doing it again this year and probably doing a little bit better. He's hit on multiple quarterback transfers in a row. He is showing how to get it done in modern college football.
I'm reading an article titled, "Does Miami Head Coach Mario Cristobal Deserve to Be Fired?" That's the title of the article. Not very long ago.
Last week?
Not very long ago. So to your point here, I will say they're back. Number two in the country. You know, Texas has faltered and wavered a little bit when they are boastful about announcing that
they're back,
right?
No,
that didn't work out well for you. But I do think Miami is, man. You talk about what Cristobal's done with Carson Beck. And Carson Beck garners a lot of the attention, rightfully so. But
people were writing him off, too.
They were. My point being, though, Diesel, while Beck gets a lot of the attention, if you watch Miami, to me, it's their defense, especially that defensive front with some new guys they acquired from the transfer portal that have made the difference. Miami's defense is a championship-level defense, and for that reason, yeah, you got to give Mario Cristobal, Diesel, a guy who was, not let's be honest, 2 years ago, not really well-respected by a lot of people, a lot of pundits, and what did he do? He's using the portal. Got a portal quarterback, portal defense, and Miami's one of the best teams in the country because of it.
Tolos, who would be number one on your list for Coach of the Year award for 2025? We're only a couple of weeks into the season, so it's very, very early to have this conversation, but that's never stopped anyone from ever having a ranking conversation before.
Correct.
I put out my list, number five, Ryan Day, number four, Kalen DeBoer, number three, Mario Cristobal. Text yours in at 844-FAN-PHONE. My number two on my list, Cole, I got Dan Lanning because he has got the intensity of a honey badger and the mouth of Lane Kiffin. He's got, in my mind, he's kind of the total package head coach right now.
I love Dan Lanning.
I love him.
I just think ultimately, I said a minute ago about Ryan Day, the LeBron conversation of he could have won MVP every year. Same thing applies to Dan Lanning. Dan Lanning could be Coach of the Year last year. He could be Coach of the Year this year. Mm-hmm. For crying out loud, go look up his record. His record as a head coach is just immaculate. Last year, he beat Ohio State, right, in the regular season. Diesel, he lost to him in the playoffs, but Dan Lanning as a head football coach has been almost unblemished, almost perfect. And for the conversation about Coach of the Year and Ryan Day, and how do you not put Dan Lanning up there? Does Dan Lanning have a ton of talent? And here's how – the only thing I would say, Diesel, to your original list, how are we classifying, how are we – figuring out Coach of the Year? Are we talking about
a feel?
A feel?
I think it's a feel.
Because
question.
If you said, Cole, I want it to be about doing more with less, then I'd say, okay, probably Dan Lanning's not at the top of the list. Oregon's got all the money they want. But he's doing what he's supposed to do with what he has, and those are really good football players.
To tell you the truth, if you're going to talk about doing more with less, now you're going to be awarding Coach of the Year to a coach that's probably going 8-4.
Maybe.
Right? I mean, if you want to talk about the underachieving programs or the underfunded programs who are achieving higher, you're not going to be talking about a team that's going 11-1. It's just not going to happen. And to the point about Dan Lanning, he went from 10-3 to 12-2 to 13-1 and now 5-0. His win percentage has gone from 769 to 857 to 929, and so far 1,000%. He's batting 1,000.
And by the way, he will not lose a game this season. They will the conference championship game. You will see Oregon, Ohio State. They don't play, by the way, in the regular season. They don't play. Oregon, you heard it here, will not lose a game. That they will not do it. I think the world of Dan Lanning. So yeah, I have no problem with him being up at the top of your list.
So that leads us to the number one spot on my list, who I think is going to win the Paul Bear Bryant Coach of the Year award. And you talked about doing more with less. Well, they used to have less. Now they have more, and you're seeing what can happen at a program that just suddenly gets an influx of cash more than they've ever had before. Oh. I'm going Joey McGuire at Texas Tech. Somebody showed him the money, and now look at him, sitting at 5-0. I love a dark horse. In my mind, it's his to lose, right? Like, you expect Cristobal and Lanning and DeBoer and Day to be in this conversation. Joey McGuire has come out of left field. And so it feels like the committee, whoever votes on this thing, will say, that's our guy.
I don't really know what to say.
I didn't see that coming. I didn't see the Texas Tech. Hey. However,
nobody did.
The point about the cash influx, you and I were having the conversation back when I think all the media days were going on with ACC and Big 12 Media Day, when that announcement came down. And you remember, Diesel, you know, at ACC kickoff and other media days, you interview, like, board of directors, you interview coaches, you interview players. At their media day, they're interviewing the donor who brought the money. Like, literally, in their contingent, with the Texas Tech coach, Joey McGuire, the players, walking around with them at media day is the guy who, how much on record?
The money bags.
The money bag. And, and the money bag that you can actually announce, the money bag that you can actually talk about now. That's where we are with college football. So, yeah, I think McGuire's done a great job. Yeah, he got a big boost. You and I also with great equipment and great, I mean, we can go shoot quality videos with $10,000 camera as opposed to, you know, the BlackBerry flip phone that you have over there. I like the guy. I don't know if I can say he's going to win Coach of the Year. We'll see, though.
Leprechaun of Lyman texts in, and you can as well. 844 fan phone says, might be biased. I'm going Marcus Freeman. Come on, this year?
Marcus Freeman.
First of all, he won it last year.
What is he talking about? This is a Coach of the Year conversation.
Are they still sub 500?
No, they were a 2-loss team. They're 3-2.
3-2. Oh, come on. Really, Leprechaun of Lyman? Be serious for a second.
Is he being serious?
He's getting into Dewey territory with this level of BS.
Man. Marcus Freeman for Coach of the Year? Oh, my God.
I've got a couple alternatives on my list that I think could be on a watch list. I like Brent Key.
I like
Kirk Cignetti. Yeah. I like Mike Elko. I like all three of those guys to maybe be in that conversation.
It was hard
to not put them on my list.
You stole the words out of Buckeye Mike's text.
How about his
list. Buckeye Mike says Ryan day one. Is that unbiased?
Yeah,
your
text is getting thrown out too, Buckeye Mike.
Dan Lanning 2, Kurt Cignetti 3, Mario 4, and Brent Key 5. I don't hate your list, Diesel. The only thing I would do is I would take old Texas Tech Moneybag Boy out and put Brent Key in. Not at 1, but I'd probably slide them all down one spot. I agree with what Buckeye Mike said. Brent Key's just been exceptional this year, man.
He's amazing. There's a very good chance he's right there in that conversation.
They're undefeated.
He deserves it. He really, really does. I'm just surprised, as we've seen so much money being pumped into college football, and we're about to see what happens to Stanford with a $50 million gift.
True.
If they use that all on NIL, are we talking about Stanford being a team that's 5-0 at this point next season?
Only if they played in a conference that was weak.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
They do.
So maybe the NIL will immediately impact.
I'm just shocked we haven't seen, major gamblers, like big, big, big money gamblers, throw a huge chunk of money at a team and just bet that they'll win it all.
And I think Dave Portnoy kind of started this trend, right, with Michigan, quarterback, now Texas Tech, now Stanford. I don't know who left the money for Stanford. I don't know if it was a former player.
Okay. It was a former player. I had never heard of him before, but it was disclosed. We had it yesterday.
McCaffrey, maybe?
No.
Just kidding. I do remember us talking about it, but my point being, this trend, I think it's going to continue with just these programs being thrown an astronomical amount of money.
It's Bradford M. Freeman. Ever heard of Bradford M. Freeman before?
Sounds like somebody who's texting in their upset pick, right?
He is a 1964 alumnus, a booster, and he clearly has a lot of cash. I don't know how he made his money, but geez, $50 million.
Not bad, old Bradford.
That's a great way to evade some taxes right there. Yeah. Just give it to your college team.
Give it to the NIL collective, right? I'll tell you what, man. Ultimately, I think when it comes down to it, doing more with less still does matter a little bit to me. So going back to Brent Key, I don't know that Brent Key has the athletes that Oregon has. So if I were to press you on one thing right now before we run to a break, I guess I could argue that Brent Key's more deserving of a guy compared to Dan Lanning. And that's a conversation for another day, but man, like, Brent Key's done so much.
But it's not like you just throw a bunch of $100 bills down on the field, step back and say, all right, Benjamin Franklin, you coach the team.
Ohio State did that last year. Sorry, Buckeye Mike. I'm kidding. I am kidding, Diesel, but I'm not kidding about Gordy Rush, who we love, good friend of the show. He's the sideline reporter for LSU football. We will be joined by Gordy to talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
LSU and South Carolina next. Well, it is time to talk a little LSU football for the second time this season with good friend of the show, Gordy Rush. He's the VP, general manager at 104.5 ESPN in Baton Rouge, also the sideline reporter roaming the sidelines each and every weekend for LSU Radio. Gordy, as always, we appreciate you hopping on with us, man. I want to give you an opportunity to shout out one of your tweets that you just retweeted. I was looking down, scrolling down a few minutes ago, and saw that you guys were recognizing one of your radio guys for over 52 seasons as a part of the football radio broadcast. As a radio guy, I love seeing stories like that. 52 years is a long time. Wanted to give you an opportunity to kind of bring us in on that story a little bit, Gordy.
Yeah, you know, Doug Morrow grew up, his dad raised a huge family, the stone's throw away from LSU. He went to University Lab, which is LSU's lab school, played for tight end for the LSU Tigers. He was a kicker also, played for the Miami Dolphins, and then did the back in the day when it was Tiger Vision and the radio for so many years. And so when I started sidelines, he and Jim Hawthorne were the two guys. And so we've always had a great relationship, but we were both early risers, and we would sit there and talk football. And I think last year, he finally stepped down, and Jacob Hester replaced him. So they're recognizing him today, and he's not one of the guys that really likes attention, but it was time to do
That's
it. And
awesome.
So I'm really happy they're recognizing him tomorrow.
Gordy Rush, LSU sideline reporter, joins us on the stream, Tolos. If you haven't been on the stream yet today, go see Gordy's face. You know, I was bouncing around some of the various sites and accounts that cover LSU earlier today, Gordy, and I noticed, the most interacted with post on basically any of them I saw was Shane Beamer saying that there's no way they can simulate 100,000-plus heavily intoxicated Louisianans during practice. Some were calling it an insult. Some were, wiping the beer off their screens and then saying, you know what, I agree with Shane Beamer. We are a bunch of intoxicated Louisianans. Where do you land on that statement? Was it an insult or was it just good-natured?
It was good-natured. Come on. I mean... You know, we're 49th in this state in education for a reason. No, I'm joking. Look, man, I'm from New Orleans. I was 15 years old, had a fake ID, and I was on Bourbon Street. So, you know, I mean, the culture's the culture, right? I mean, I like Shane, and I, you know, and Shane's good people, and he was, you know, obviously he was joking, and it's just for anybody to overreact, I think it's foolish. But look, we were in Williams-Brice last year, and at 11 a.m., thank God that game wasn't at night. I mean, all the great places in the SEC were tough to play on Saturday night, and, you know, I think, you know, LSU certainly got its uniqueness. I think, you know, one of the things about LSU is even though the lights are on, it's still dark in that stadium. It's a you know, a little bit of a different feeling, but they'll be ready to play.
Gordy Rush, sideline reporter for LSU football, joining us on The Fan Upstate. Gordy, we had you on when Clemson played LSU. Want to know your thoughts. How have your thoughts on this LSU football team changed from the time we had you on the first time to now?
Look, I mean, you know, I thought they'd be really good on defense. They've turned out to be elite and probably better than we thought on defense, you know. You know, I think what I don't think anybody expected was that this team would sputter the way they have on offense, right? You know, Garrett Nussmeier is obviously playing through something, even though it hasn't been clear. But, I mean, I look at the film of the Ole Miss game, and he's not 100%, and he's struggling to step into throws and throw the football down the field with the velocity that he has. And then I thought what was really interesting in that game that Tom Allen, who brings a lot of pressure packages and what have you, decided just to, you know, play a lot of cover two, a lot of shell, and just rush four. Now, Clemson arguably probably had as good a front four as we're going to play. And I get some of that, but what happened since then is everybody kind of copied and pasted. And so LSU's been unable to run when other defenses have had numbers in the box, even to the point that Ole Miss would drop eight and put three in there. And with Nussmeier, you know, however you want to call it, limited, it's hard to throw the football to four and five receivers when people are dropping seven and eight. And so I think the open week comes at a good time. And that I think LSU's got to narrow down what they're trying to do offensively, one, and two, make a better commitment to running the football. Caden Durham's a good back. You know, they've got four and five star linemen. They have four and five star running backs. You've got to take what defenses give you, and they have not done a good job of doing that, one. And two, hopefully Garrett Nussmeier is better and rested after 2 weeks off, you know, or not, you know, if this continues on, is it at some point do you look at Michael Van Buren, who played a lot of meaningful football last year at Mississippi State? So, I mean, a lot of questions to be answered on offense to go with a defense that is one of the, I've seen enough college football, it's one of the top five defenses in the country, right? They just, last week, you can't put them on the, 2 weeks ago, they were on the field for 50 plays in the first half against Ole Miss, and it was a two-hour halftime between all the commercials now on network TV, and, you know, there's probably 12 penalties in the first half. Yeah, any defense is going to tire out. You got to play complementary football and at least stay on the field.
Gordy, when Clemson hosted LSU, there was an LSU fan that brought a very special toe-behind package to have on site for, I guess, for LSU fans to congregate around. And I caught up to it on my way south into Atlanta the following day on Sunday to cover South Carolina versus Virginia Tech. And that's that 25-foot-ish long Tiger Mardi Gras float that was
Mardi Gras Mike.
Yeah, it was
Mardi Gras Mike.
They were trying to squeeze it into those real tight lanes on I-85 through Atlanta, if you know where I'm talking about. Where
lanes get real skinny. That's Louisiana. I mean, they're. I'm sure they didn't map that out, and nobody made any requests of the city of Atlanta. We're going to run a Mardi Gras float right through the middle of.
I was going to ask you, you know, of all the LSU road games that you've covered, does it still shock you anything that you see LSU fans doing, bringing on the road?
No. I mean, it's the beauty of the SEC, right? Look, man, 90%, 95% of SEC fans are incredible, and everybody's got 5% that are 5%. I love SEC travels. and all the nuances that are there. And then for LSU fans, they brought that Mardi Gras mic to Omaha. You imagine taking that thing all the way up to Nebraska for the College World Series, and it's 11:30 at night, and they're just pulling the Mardi Gras float down downtown Omaha. I mean, yeah, in New Orleans, you got to have permits to do that, right? And it's not like on a Tuesday at 4 o'clock, Mardi Gras floats are just riding down the interstate here in Louisiana.
Gordy, you brought it up a few minutes ago with Garrett Nussmeier playing through something. It has not been disclosed or talked about, obviously, a lot. In your mind, you're seeing him up close and personal. You're seeing him when he trots on the field and off the field. What do you think? Not asking you to break any news here. What do you think could be going on?
Well, I mean, I can tell you there's not, I don't see the velocity on the football that I'm used to seeing. And then, you can see him, he's thrown off his back foot. It's all arm. And there's been, coach mentioned he's playing through some ab situations. And, and certainly that makes sense, his inability, I think, to turn at times. And, I know it's probably week to week and it's hard to figure out. And because against Southeastern, I've seen him probably at his best. I mean, he's got a hose, right? And there's no long ball that kid doesn't like. I mean, you go back right to that SEC championship game in 20, what was that, his first year, Kelly's. He came in for Jaden Daniels when he got hurt. And I mean, he was throwing it all over the Georgia Dome. And, I've just seen enough of him that something's going on. And they've talked about it. They haven't gone into detail. He's not on the injury report this week. And to me, it's He looked good against Southeastern. He's on the mend, he's on the heel, and then you see from the he had a 50-yard throw, the first one to Zamion Thomas that set up LSU's first touchdown, and and it was a raindrop. He had nothing on it, and so I'm not in there every day, and you can't see it, but it was clear against Ole Miss, that he wasn't at 100%.
Gordy, given these two players that I'm about to ask you about, their body type, they could probably serve as fairly analogous players. DJ Lagway and Lenoris Sellers, who, just faced DJ a couple of weeks ago. You might not be able to count on Lenoris Sellers to throw five interceptions in Baton Rouge this weekend, but what do you see comparing those two that Blake Baker might be able to use in game prep for South Carolina?
Yeah, similar. I think similar, both great athletes. I think, both are tremendous, tremendous runners as well. Sellers is probably more of a runner, I think, than Lagway. And I had a chance to see a lot of film of Lagway when he was in high school. He's from the Woodlands, Texas. And, I mean, he was outstanding throwing the football. I will tell you what I see on film. I think both offenses, Florida and South Carolina to a degree, are still trying to find that flow. I see, and with Sellers, they had a stat on LouisianaSports.net. One of our guys put that out that he holds the ball the longest, probably of all SEC quarterbacks. Well, that's not good, facing a Blake Baker defense. I mean, they're going to bring pressure and what have you. And so I think for LSU, the key is going to be eliminating the big plays. Obviously, Sellers is very capable of doing that. Their scores against Missouri, they had two big plays for that. You have Nick Harbor, who's, a track athlete, size, and is a matchup problem out there. And so I think eliminating that, for South Carolina, they need more consistency on offense, less negative plays. They take too many negative plays in the games that I've seen. And let's, truth be told, y'all seen them. They haven't faced the defense like what they're going to see with LSU at Tiger Stadium. And in that, Vanderbilt's improved, but, and obviously he was knocked out of that football game. And then Kentucky and Missouri is not quite LSU speed. So I think it's a good matchup. You've got to respect who Sellers is. And it's about no mental bust because he's got people, they've got people on that side capable of busting big explosive plays.
Talking to the VP and general manager of 104.5 ESPN in Baton Rouge, Gordy Rush, also the sideline reporter for LSU Radio. We touched on it a little bit, Gordy, but want to dive into South Carolina's run game outside of Lenoris Sellers. When you look back a couple of weeks ago and see a box score where an SEC football team had -7 yards rushing, you've talked about LSU's defense. You've seen him up close and personal. You played the game. I don't understand how that happens, number one. Number two, does that just, if you're LSU's defensive staff, do you just salivate over the way that South Carolina's run game this year has underachieved, I guess?
Well, a defense that, I mean, look, by and large, you take the Ole Miss game out. They had 86 plays, and again, I think they were on the field too long. Yeah, I mean, this is, on paper, it's a perfect recipe, right? It's just avoiding the big plays for that. You know, I'm sitting there trying to figure out how LSU had 50-some-odd yards rushing against Ole Miss, who was the worst rush defense in the SEC by 30 yards. And so, I think both teams are trying to figure both out. I mean, you know, in this day and age of spread offenses and all the kids playing 7-on-7, you know, what still holds true in the SEC is you got to run the ball and stop the run to be successful. And I think that's the problem with both of these offenses.
Gordy, I asked you about Mardi Gras Mike before. Now I'm going to ask you about the real Mike the Tiger. You're on the sidelines every single week. I know he's in a cage, but how close are you willing to get to Mike the Tiger? He's still a freaking Tiger.
Look, you know, there's a new Mike the Tiger, right, since I played, but they used to bring him out on the field, right? And so long as he was in that cage, I was all good about talking to him and getting up close and personal. Look, they stopped bringing him on the field a couple of years back. They felt that there was a new.
Uh-oh.
We lose him.
I think we lost Gordy.
We lost him.
Whoops.
Let me tell you, the real reason they stopped bringing the Tiger on the field.
Yeah. For to be able to bring my kids
going
to the cage, see the kid, my kids to see Mike the Tiger.
Gordy, unfortunately, I think we lost about half of that answer. Your signal's dropping in and out.
No, you're
a
good.
Bit.
Gordy, if you can hear us, number one, appreciate you hopping on with us. We were ending the interview anyways. Number two, if you can hear us, we all know the real reason they stopped bringing the Tiger on the field was because Gordy Rush was the new sideline reporter. They didn't want to.
No. It wasn't bad. It wasn't. But what I was saying is that, you know, I get a chance to bring my kids over to see the cage and the natural habitat that they've built. It's a wonderful deal. I mean, there's a great tradition with Mike the Tiger.
Gordy, as always, appreciate man, Gordy. Appreciate your time, and have a great call Saturday night.
Okay, guys, anytime. Best of luck to y'all.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Gordy.
Gordy Rush, good stuff. Twice now he's joined this Diesel. Twice.
Love it.
This season.
Love it, Cole. When we come back, it is time. We're going to make a big push. We're doing a little telethon here on this Thursday episode of Wire to Wire with Diesel and Cole Bryson. Need your upset picks. Who's getting them in? Where are we leaning right now? Kind of most common picks. We'll do a little bit of that next on the Fan Upstate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know, big time missed opportunity this weekend, Cole, to have Adam Sandler flip the coin for SCLSU. South Carolina, LSU. We don't get that game all that often, right? South Carolina at LSU. SCLSU was the name of the school that Bobby Boucher played at.
Oh, yeah.
In the Waterboys. Yeah. South Central Louisiana State University. That could be the Adam Sandler Bowl or the Mud Dog Bowl. He also was in Roughness, The Longest Yard, where he played at Florida State in the movie, and he talked trash about App State. So if App State ever plays Florida State, he could be the grand marshal of that game as well. Tolos, get us your upset picks. 844-326-3663. Need your picks right now, because we are sitting at a total, Cole, as I am clearing off an incorrect pick from a Tolo earlier. Gamecock Mark.
Oh, my
gosh. We have 68 picks in for the week. We need to be at like 110 by the end of the day.
That's real bad. That's at 62 last Wednesday.
Where are you at, Tolos?
That's pathetic, Tolos.
Maybe Tolos are waiting for injury reports in the SEC.
Just being slack.
Well, you slack asses, get it together.
And we hadn't talked. This is the first time this show today we've talked upset picks.
We've mentioned it, though. We mentioned it in the Daily Wires. But these Tolos ought to know at this point.
Yeah, but you know how it is. They're not you have to be a little bit to remember to do things, Diesel. I don't know if all of our Tolos are.
Are you saying that our Tolos are or are not?
You can interpret that. Look, upset picks challenge. To Diesel's point, we're way behind this week, and we had like 60 something on Wednesday of last week. So we can spend the next 2 hours on upset picks, maybe just two. Get the numbers up. We do have the Tolo Takeover coming up in 15 minutes, and we are going to open the phone lines up for full blast. But, Diesel, you have to really quench a little bit. Your upset pick happens here about 2-3 hours.
I know.
Is that right?
I have picked East Carolina to get an upset already this season when they hosted BYU, and that didn't happen. So now they're the road dogs at Tulane. And we were watching, as soon as we started the show, Matt Barry and his show were in New Orleans, but they were not standing there with their mouths open trying to get students to toss boudin balls in their mouth, which is what happened a week ago or 2 weeks ago when Matt Barry was on the field in Greenville, North Carolina. He was on the field level, and he had students trying to toss popcorn or, I don't know, whatever it was, into his mouth. Mad Mex gets his upset pick in. He's taking Arkansas plus 12.5 against Tennessee. Alan B. from Boiling Springs is going Illinois over Ohio State for 14.5. Gold Rush is in. Dan B., Just Jess, Gamecock Mark, we got you. He's going his final decision, Gamecock Mark. He's going South Carolina plus 8.5 on the road at LSU. I think that one was actually 9.5 when we locked it in yesterday. So lucky you, you'll get the extra point, I think, if they end up getting that game and getting that win. Steve Squared, you're in. Tigers Dakota, you're in. JC, Tolo Panther Boy, Kevin Bugs, Tyler from the Berg, Tolo Phil, Tolo Keith. I love all these Tolos sending in and identifying themselves as Tolos.
Yeah,
that's
me too.
Fantastic.
Me too. And see, look, we're starting to talk about it, and just in the last few seconds,
there they are.
Coach AJ Minor 49er, Bo from Greer, Goo Goo Gaga. Is that new? Is that a new one?
I think so.
Mad Max. I love Mad Max. I think that's one of my favorite Tolo names. But I am hoping and wishing upon a star that this weekend I am going to hit with some Tolos. Why do I say that? Saturday night, Arizona State, and we mentioned this on Tuesday or on Wednesday, but this still confuses me a little bit. Saturday night, Arizona State, the number 21 team in the country, is at Utah. Now, granted, Utah is 4-1, but so is Arizona State, both in the Big 12. Arizona State, Diesel, the 21st ranked team in the country, is the underdog on the road at Utah. The spread opened at 6.5. Unfortunately, right before the upset picks challenge opened, it fell to 5.5, which hurt us a lot. 1 point could be big, but that one, I believe, will continue to be a popular pick. That was my pick, and we're pulling for the Sun Devils.
Well, for what it's worth, Arizona State just moved up into the 21 spot. They were at 25 last week. Utah is in effectively 28th spot because they are third in others receiving votes, and they're the home team. Great atmosphere out there in Utah.
Yeah,
that's a great atmosphere in Utah.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not calling for a blowout. I just am going to be, really, really surprised if I'm wrong on this one. This to me, and make sure we clip this audio, this to me feels like the safest pick thus far with the upset picks. And it's only 5.5 points. Again, I say that, knock on wood, Utah will win by 20 on Saturday night. But there is one problem with this game, Diesel. There is one big problem.
You can only watch it on gas station pumps?
No, the problem is this game doesn't start till 10:15.
Oh, my. You're going to find out the winner on Monday.
Do you realize that I sometimes, Diesel, can stay up late, but I've been trained lately just to and the melatonin helps.
Are you getting to that point in your life now?
Well,
I've
been having to wake up early. Been waking up early lately. I woke up this morning at 5:30, so I've been going to bed at a decent time.
Not me.
And Diesel, that game didn't come on till 10:15. I have to wake up Saturday morning for the scramble, like 6:00. I will admit to you, I might Sunday morning. Like, what's the first thing you do when you wake up? You say, "Hey Siri, what was the score of the Arizona State-Utah game," right? You're still half asleep trying to figure out the score. If your upset pick hit or if your wager hit.
That's why I went ahead and took a game that's happening tonight.
Yeah.
So that I don't have to suffer through and stay up late for a game that late. Buckeye Mike says, don't mess with the Utes. And Rice-Eccles Stadium, not the biggest stadium in the world, Cole. It's 52-ish thousand. But the way that stadium is shaped, it is a very steep bowl. And it gets loud out there. And to me, that red is just more intimidating than BYU blue.
Even though
they're, both Mormon schools, and you would think they're very polite individuals, it's still a loud and crazy environment.
The only thing that surprises me is when I look at the upset picks challenge this week, I don't know the exact count, but I am surprised. And Tolo Yardbird is the reason I'm bringing this up, Diesel. I'm surprised being in Gamecock country, and there goes one from Eric B. just like that. As soon as I bring this up, I'm surprised that we haven't had more South Carolina LSU picks.
It's true.
You know, a lot of Gamecock fans picking the Gamecocks, and what'd you say, 9.5 now?
9.5 points.
Look, here's where I am on that game. Number one, I'm surprised we don't have more of those picks coming in for Gamecocks over LSU. Number two, Diesel, talking to Gordy Rush, you and I have talked about it. We're going to talk about it again tomorrow. I just don't believe in South Carolina's ability. To consistently move the football, run the football against LSU's defense. I'd love to have 9.5 points for the upset picks challenge. I just don't believe in this offense right now.
Here's the problem. LSU's coming off a loss.
They
are. Against Ole Miss. They're mad. They're at home.
And a bye, right? Am I wrong?
Was that 2 weeks ago when they played?
Am I wrong on that?
I think you might be right. Are they off a bye? I think you're right.
Gamecocks are, obviously. The Gamecocks are. And you're right. I mean, coming off of a loss, not great. And both teams, I just don't know where I am with South Carolina's offense right now. I just don't have a lot of faith.
Yes, LSU is coming off a bye, so they got everything in their favor right now. Bye week, home game, mad because they lost their last time out, and they didn't lose bad. I mean, it was a close game on the road at Ole Miss.
Look at the text coming in. Texter says, I like 10-15 games. Gives me an excuse to stay up late drinking on the couch without my wife asking too many questions. Oh, my God. What a great text that is.
Are you up late drinking because you're an alcoholic, or are you up late drinking because you just wanted to watch the game?
That's a funny text.
Phenomenal.
Bonefish Girl gets in and says, Boston College over Clemson. Good God, the text line.
They're
I'm having to scroll.
Like crazy.
Fresh Prince going Maryland +5.5 over Nebraska. Keith and TR says we've learned to bet with our heads and not our hearts. Silly Goose, that's Madcraft, going Illinois +14.5 over Ohio, the Ohio State University. Jay Tez getting a little three-game parlay in this weekend. He says Georgia, Texas, Tennessee. I like it.
Hey, Jay Tez. What have we been texting back and forth about for the last 3 weeks? You wanted to change your name on the Upset Picks Challenge. I have asked you to send me screenshots of your picks for all 7 weeks.
Has he not?
This is why we tell people to pick a name and stick with it. I need you to send me a screenshot of every single pick you've made this week. If you can't do that, don't ask me again, because I'm not going to do it, okay?
And I'm
pulling a Nick Saban. Don't ask me again, all right?
Buckeye,
so do it now. Do it before this weekend, or we're not changing your name, and we're not going back to figure it out. All right.
Buckeye Mike says, I'll take it. South Carolina +9.5 over LSU. Brian Kelly is overrated. Jaybird says, give me Shane, Lenoris, and Stewart over Nutsmeyer.
Nutsmeyer.
Is what Jaybird says. Kelly.
How about D's Nutsmeyer?
Gamecocks +9.5 over LSU. Kelly says, been believing in them for 50 years. Why stop now? Mm. And real quick, Diesel, I'm going to challenge our Tolos who are sending all these upset picks in, because the text line is blowing up right
Buzzing.
Now. Brandon Burnett just got his in. You're throwing it to a really special segment that we do. And what if we had two new Tolos who have never called the show before, Diesel? I think with all this interaction right now, we can get some new Tolos on the Tolo Taker. What do you think?
I would love to see it.
Look at there.
Coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.